From the studios of Books in Motion, this is J.P. O'Shaughnessy reading Drifting Back by Trevor Scott. Now, let's begin with Chapter 1, 8 months ago. Cold air swept gently across Sig Conrad's face, bringing a chill to his body as he sat on the snowy surface, dawn about to break over the Oregon wilderness. He'd slept the night before in the back of his pickup truck, anxious for the opening of the late November elk season. Rising in the dark, he'd walked along the trail 2 miles deeper into the forest, away from all the city folk from Salem and Portland. He knew the further he got back into the woods, the fewer people he'd see. And after the week he'd had writing the story he didn't want to write, he could sure use some time away from people. The only person he might see was the other man who'd camped the night before close to him. But from what Sig could see, the man didn't look prepared for the backcountry. Probably a road hunter, he guessed. When he got to the clear cut a half hour ago, the weather was ideal. Cold, overcast, almost no wind, and it wasn't snowing. Perfect. With any luck, he'd see elk within a few hours and down it right there. Then the work would begin. He'd have to bone it out on the mountain and pack it back to his truck in quarters. With 50 to 75 pounds per trip, he'd be beat for sure. It would take him all day just to get the elk to the truck, too tired to drive back home. He smiled, thinking of problems like that. Suddenly he heard footsteps behind him. Had the elk come in from that direction? He slowly turned his head back toward the trail. It wasn't the elk, though. It was the man who'd parked near him.